Thank you. Representative Devin.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The monitoring system, if it comes into existence, is going to be expensive, but Representative Perry has bonded to address that. I don't know if you're aware of that or if the committee's aware of that.
I was aware there was going to be a discussion on it. I think that's going to go to appropriations.
It's going to go directly to appropriations.
Thank you.
I would say that bonding can't cover the cost of staff, though.
Yeah. Representative Kumega and then Representative Bloom, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So if we were to make this a legislative council that only operated, that would only operate if it received outside funding, it wouldn't have a fiscal amount, it wouldn't encumber the department with staffing issues. Is that correct?
Yeah, a couple notes on that. It is the Legislative Council's policy right now, if a commission is going to meet, or if a commission is funded solely by outside funding, it needs to have all of its outside funding received within 30 days of enactment, or I don't remember what the date after the 30 days, what the 30 days is measured from, but it does have to, all of the funds need to be received to complete the function of the group, whatever it is, in advance. And if that funding isn't received, then the commission, the council, is not authorized to meet if it doesn't receive all those funds within 30 days. So, and I think that's just to protect against the possibility that they will incur expenses that are greater than the amount of outside funding that they've had, and that would, you know, somebody has to pay for that, and it would end up being the legislature, the legislative council. That's the outside funding, and I just noticed in the Island Institute proposal, there's no legislative representation, but it is staffed by legislative council staff, and that seems to be problematic to me. I don't know for sure that it is, but it seems to me that the legislative council would not want its staff, at least for free, staffing a commission that doesn't have anything to do with the legislature.
It does work for us, though.
Well, yes, it would. Representative Bloom, then Representative Pierce, then Representative Battle.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I really think ocean acidification is one of the biggest issues and one of the biggest threats to our fisheries. I think that's pretty well established by the studies so far.
I don't mean to interrupt, but it's thought to impact. I mean, there's much more work that needs to happen. We are seeing localized issues associated with softshell clams, but it's not known. I think that's why Representative Devin has talked about the need for continued monitoring, which would help determine if that is actually the fact.
Right, but it also, and the point that Representative Devin made about the federal funds that have been increased, I think does also point to it as being an emerging major threat.
Those funds have not been appropriated yet.
Right.
They are in the president's budget, and it's hard to say how that's going to it will end after it goes back and forth between the House and the Senate side. But I'm not disagreeing. I don't want to make it sound like I'm not disagreeing that this is a threat, and I do not disagree that it needs to be worked on. My concern is, looking at our existing budgets and our existing levels of staff, I don't have the ability to cover those particular costs to ensure that we do this. So if there is bonds that are received, money that are received, if there is additional appropriations to add to the department to staff something like this, then it's a very different conversation. But as it stands right now, that's not a part of the department's budget. And so we would need that sort of fiscal and staffing help to achieve what has been discussed.
But if you did have the staffing, if you did have the funding, you would want to do this.
We may want to do it a little bit differently, but we would want to have we would definitely want to have some input into the process by which these things are going to be done. Yes,
because of its potential threat.
Because of the potential threat, that's
for our fisheries.
Yes,
thank you.